Agud moira boysai. Ah! Lili nishmasi mimiros rusmus mordechai. Welcome, welcome. Erev, erev yontif, an hour before mincha, davening. This is the second shir in Ezu Neshech. We did Daf Samach Aleph, Samach Beis. Reminds me, I was in this very hotel through Shkolim. For some reason, Akash Baruch Hu sends the interesting dapim during Pesach when we have to do two, three shiurim. Shkolim was more interesting because I had to do three shiurim in one day. Now it's only two, so it's mamish b'chesed. Happens to be very easy stuff. We're not into anything difficult. Geshmaka stuff. Raboisai, it depends where you are and what you're doing. This is the Sfiras HaOmer reminder. It is sponsored. Lili Nishmas Sarah, Aleha Shalom Bas David, a 10-year-old girl. Mark sent me this. This is Rabbi Nachman Simon of Albany, New York. He's a rabbi there, learning the daf of the 6-year-old grandson. Nothing better than learning the daf. And look where his fingers, like another Akiva Solway, his fingers on the spot, the 6-year-old.
Very interesting.
And it's interesting that I was just talking about children in that part, where candies for children, he doesn't flinch. The kid doesn't flinch.
Candy.
He's getting there, don't worry.
Probably tomorrow was a bunch of nuts.
We're almost there.
He's speaking on love. It's like the child has a choice. Parents give him money to go buy wine. She goes to the store and gives out candy. He's not going to go to the other guy. So you're hurting.
Givaldic. And this is by Shimi Braun, whose matzah I ate the entire Pesach. I had an idea for him, actually. My boys have a koyman. You should see how many people smile when they see the MDY license plate on this kid's car. One of the ideas I had, if the matzah bakery was owned by Peretz Chaim Levin, so what would the matzah box look like?
MDY box.
It would be MDY everywhere with a little tiny logo of Borough Park matzahs. Just I'm throwing it out there, Shemi Chweisnisht. I don't know if you want to get involved, maybe a small thing. Masechta is sponsored by Anonymous for the Save and Speedy Return of All the Hostages. The Paras Achoyz Linishma Zachai B'Moshe Linishchai B'As Yosef. Paras Achoyz B'Yom Rosenfeld for Atzloch in Business and All My Endeavors. Paras Ayoyim Linishma B'ni Hayeled Yosef Zachron Levrach. Another terrible thing. Shaul Jaspin Linishma B'ni Hayeled Yosef Zachron Levrach. Ben Shaul Avram. And Navas Beisa, I don't know what Hey Nun Vav Mem, Bracha Esther. Also, the son of Bracha Esther, they should find a Nechama, the art. Anonymous for this chus for an easy childbirth, his daughter, and a healthy baby. Rabbi Isai, we had a little bit of a machloikis here. If ribis ktsutza, which means ribis doiraisa, if there's true ribis, could you go to the Bezdin and exact it and take it out and have it returned to the borrower? Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, my time in the Rebbe Lazar. Why does Rebbe Lazar say that you could go to a Bezdin and take it out from Bezdin? Says the Gemara, the Omer Kro. We're continuing with Geshmaka Agadata stuff. On Omer Beis, we finish with Agadata, going into to explain the rest of the Mishnah. V'chei Ochicha Imach. Your brother shall live, shall be alive with you. You should give it back to the leiva so that he can live. Oh, somebody asked me, overheard the shir, and he asked me, now I'm just hopping right now. So what's the connection between a murderer and somebody who takes ribbis? So I started telling him, taking ribbis, you destroy the guy's life. But here it is, v'chei achicha, the Torah says, that you're not allowing him to live. It's taking away his life. When you put that kind of pressure on a person, he can't make it. Everything he earns goes to interest. You're taking away his life. And what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the B'chei Achicha Imach? Listen to this. You're not going to believe this case. Shnayim shoyu mahalchim baderech ubiyadechot mehem kitoin shomayim. Here we go, beautiful picture. Ah! Two people are walking in the desert, And one of them has a bottle of water, but only one of them. Im shoysim shnayim, if both drink from the bottle, mason, they both die. V'im shoys echel mem, and if the owner of the bottle drinks from it, magi al yishuv, he'll be able to reach his destination. Dorish ben Petoira, says Petoira, ben Petoira, mutash yishtu shnayim, it's better that they both drink, v'yamusu, and they both die, val yira echel mehem b'misasa yishal chavera. So ben Petoira comes up and says, Raboisai, it doesn't make sense, but I'm telling you, both people drink, and they both die. But I own the water. Too bad. Atchebore bekiva v'limeid v'chei ochicha imach. Says Rabbi Kiva, no. This is the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan is learning from. V'chei ochicha imach hayecha koydim l'chayi chaverecha. Your life, v'chei ochicha imach, with you. When does your brother live? With you. When you're alive, he could live. But your life comes before the life of your friend. Rabbi Leib Chasson says over here, without Rabbi Kiva, you'd go with Ben Petoira. It doesn't make any sense to you. I'm supposed to die. It's my water. Why should I give it to him? Yeah, that's the Torah. Sometimes you don't understand. You don't need to understand. You need to know the halacha and follow that halacha without understanding. But the Mordechai Shari Tshuva, although I saw the Chassam Sofer might be saying something different, we'll go to Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva Nor Chaim Simon Tov Peibei says, and this is Mamish Negetos, if you find the Kazayis Matzah on the floor, you're in Europe and there's zero matzah, you found the last final piece of matzah, do you share it with your friend? Do you give half and half? You take the Kazayis for yourself? So he says that from this Gemara, you could say a Kal v'Chomer. If, when it comes to Gashmius, your life comes before your friend's life, so certainly when it comes to Ruchnius, your life comes before your friend's life, and therefore, you take the matzah, and you don't give it to your friend. So what do you see from here? I was talking to somebody here in the hotel, somebody from Toronto. I said, no, what's going to be? When are you going to start the daf every year? He says, look, I work half a day, and the other half a day I do chesed. So I told him this without seeing this Gemara, and now I have to go tell him tonight. I said, your life comes before the chesed. You have to do for yourself chesed first with yourself, then when you do with other people. You don't do chesed the whole day for other people, nothing for yourself. You got to learn Torah for yourself. Listen to this. So the Shari Tshuva brings a story. This could, but it seems like the, I don't know, the Chassam Sofer, you have to understand the Chassam Sofer, he argues on this. He brings a story that there was a very wealthy person who wanted to purchase a lulav and esrog for the chassid, the big chassid, Reb David HaKoyen. That was his name. And there was a guy, there was only like one esrog, I guess, and the guy comes to buy it for Reb David HaKoyen, the chassid. And another person comes and starts bidding, and there was a war, and he started upping the price. He says, what are you doing? I'm trying to buy this for the chassid. The guy bought it. So the chassid, Reb David HaKoyen, said that guy was right. That when it comes to mitzvahs, there's no chassid, there's no gal hadar. You fend for yourself. You buy your own mitzvah. Yes, there's a gal hadar that wants it. You come before the gal hadar. This is Shari Tshuva saying this.
Why does it always have to be a chassid? Why can't it be a litzvah? It's always a chassid.
This is before Hasidim existed. This is not Chassid, this is a real Chassid. The time of the Rishonim. The Chassid, he's a Chassid. Shari Tshuva brings this. This is way before there was Litvaks and Hasidim. Hasidim are only 250 years old. We're talking about. A long, long time ago. No. Way before the Mitzvah Shah. Says the Gemara. But so you hear what's going on here? There's when it comes to mitzvahs, he says, you don't give kavod. You take it for yourself. Interesting thing. So I'm saying again, I'm making this announcement. If you're one of these guys that's busy, in atzala, whatever, first yourself. First, you learn Torah for yourself. Then we have time. Then you go out and you do chesed for others. Meisvei hiniach lo mavi mois sharibis. So now we want to see if this is going to hold up. This idea that when you take ribis ktsutza, you pay, you're the loiva and you paid the malva, you're the borrower, you paid the lender, ribis d'oraisa, can you go to Bezdin and take it back? As the Gemara, niach lemavi moishal ribis. A father dies and left over Yerusha, but it is full of money from ribis. Afa pishu yoidim shehem shal ribis, enu chayam la'achzir on the sons. No, this is the pile of interest money. You don't have to give it back. Havion, but what about the father himself? Chayav la'achzir. It says only the sons don't have to, as we had yesterday, or this year before. But a father has to. So this seems like Rabbi Lazar. It's cash on Rabbi Yochanan. It seems like you go to Bezin and you return it. Says the Gemara, No. It could be that the father doesn't have to return it. It says in the safe, when a father leaves over something that everybody knows, here, that car, that cow, that suit, anything that's very noticeable, you know who owns it. Those are the items that you must give back, because even after the father dies, you're mechuyev in the covet of your father after his death. You don't want people schmoozing. Oh, you see that cow? You see that car? He took a beribis from somebody else. Give it back. So, or gneva, what is it talking about there? I don't know. Okay. Oh, gezel. Yeah, gezel. Talking about gneva. So since the Reish is talking about Gneva, we just stuck it in. Also that the father, you give back, the father should give back when it comes to ribis. That's how halacha, that the father shouldn't be embarrassed when it comes to Gneva. He stole somebody's car, give it back after his death. What? The Yershim have to give back something that the father did wrong? Listen to this. Kari Khan, Vinosi Ba'am Khali, sorry, we just had the other day. But here it is. Again, Chazara. It says in the Pasuk, Vinosi Ba'am Khali, sorry. You should not curse the Nasi in your nation. You shouldn't curse anybody. And we learn, Ba'am Kha, Ba'oise, Maisa, Amcha. You hear this, Rabbi? I mentioned it. Chavetz Chaim says, I don't want to say this heter. But again, here we see the point. When a person doesn't do Maisa Amcha, he doesn't act like a Jew. What does that mean? It doesn't mean he does 25 Averas. One Avera called interest, ribis. He's over and he keeps on lending ribis. He's not a Oisa Maisa Amcha. He doesn't act like a Jew. And if he doesn't act like a Jew, I don't have to honor him after his death. So it's Machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch says at the end of the day, if a father doesn't do Maisa Amcha, you should give him Kavod. There are those who mechulek the tour, other Rishonim. K'domer apinchas from the Rabbah. B'sha'asa tshuva. We're talking about a father who did tshuva. Hachanami b'sha'asa tshuva. He asked tshuva, my bar gabay. But if he did tshuva, why does he still have this cow? Why does he still? Shalai hizvik lahachzer at shameis. Why does he have this? Because he forgot to give it back, or it was at the last moment of his life when he did tshuva. The Rav came with the vidui. He started doing vidui. He said, you know, I regret taking interest. I regret stealing. Oh, so in that case, you give it back. Meisvei. Hagazlono malvi ribis avibishikavu machzirin. Very interesting. Lashon, which the Gemara is going to stop and explain the Lashon. If you're a ganav, and or you lend with interest, even though you collected, you give it back. So the Gemara, what's going on here? Gazlono mayaf avibishikavu ikya. What kind of ganav collects? He gozel gozel. If he stole, it's stolen. He didn't collect. Ilay gozel, and if he didn't steal, gazlanim karzlo. There's a famous line by Reb Baruch Ber Leibovich. Baruch Ber, he says, just because a person knows how to steal, you don't call him a ganav. He knows how. It doesn't mean he stole. So just because a person knows how to learn, you don't call him a lamdin. He has to learn. That's what he says. So here also, just because he knows how to steal, you're not going to call him a ganav. Eloima nupshat. What does it mean? Hagazlonim umalvei beribus. A guy that lends with interest, he's the gazlan. It's hagazlanim. Who are these gazlanim? Malvi beribus. Elayim hagazlanim. My name malvi beribus. Abishigav amazirim. But it says mafurish that if they took the borrow, took the interest, he must return it. And what does Rabbi Yochanan say? He doesn't have to return it. You don't go to Beis Din. It's a right to Rabbi Elazar and a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Says Gemara, you're right. That's a good kasha Rabbi Yochanan. The thing is, we have a machloikis tanoim, and Rabbi Yochanan grabbed one tano. He has somebody that holds like him, or he holds like somebody. Tanoi the tanya, Rabbi Nechemi, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, poitrim is hamal v'misa'ariv. When somebody lends with interest, do you give him malchus? Yes or no? So, Rabbi Nechemiah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they say, potter from malchus, the lender, and the guarantor, potter from malchus. Why? Mipnei sheyesh bahem kumasei. Oh, so if you see over here, there's something called lav hanitak lasei. We have a lav, do not lend with interest. But it's connected to a positive command. To a kumasei, ta'asei. In other words, you don't get malchus for lending with ribbis. Why? Because you can undo it. You don't get malchus for stealing because you can undo it and give it back. You don't get malchus for lending with ribbis because you could undo it by giving it back. Says Gemara, my kumasei. What exactly can you do? Kumu ahaduru. Because you tell them, go give it back. So you see, we have a machlokes here. Whether or not the ones who argue are Nechemiah and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they hold, Tanna Kamma holds, that you don't give it back, or you do give it back. So here, that's the machlokes. Does the loiva, the malva, who received interest, does he have to give it back to the borrower? Says the Gemara, loy. No. So this is a long Rashi that explains. Basically, Rashi says, of course, somebody that lends Beribis, and he pays, he gets malchus. They get malchus. But over here we're talking about, it was never paid up. The loiva never paid. So if that's the case, my kumasei. So what does the malva have to do? What does the guarantor have to do? The malva was never paid. So right now, what is he supposed to do? The kriyash Torah. Both the malva and the guarantor should rip up the shtar. Ask the Gemara, why? If you hold that a shtar that was written is considered, rip it up. Why? Because when you write a shtar, just the writing itself, that's interest. That's taking interest, even though you didn't take the interest. But ask the Gemara, why? If shtar o'im ligvois ki gavi damai, if a shtar that's ready to go, it's ready to collect, is considered like it's collected, va'avdu sarayu. Then everybody should hold. Then there shouldn't be a machlaikis. Everybody should hold that you did an iser. V'ilavki govidomu. And if the shtar is nothing yet, you have to wait until it happens. So how could anybody hold that you're chayiv? You didn't do anything. Everybody holds that it's nothing yet. Listen to this. Remember yesterday we had, or the other shir, maybe it was in the morning, I don't know when it was. We just had that if you put the weight into salt, boom, nechayev. We have something similar here by interest. Just by writing in a document. But you hold on. If you hold on to a document that says, so-and-so is going to pay me interest, it's negayev to us guys. We in the real estate business and the nursing home and all these guys, we deal with this on a daily basis on this interest stuff because we take loans and this and you're taking from Jews, not Jews. It's a whole parasha. You gotta be careful. I'm starting to rethink things because I have a partner who's non-religious and he doesn't understand what iska means. I told him, sign on this thing. No, sign on this thing. He doesn't know what he's signing. He doesn't know what iska is. He signed. Okay, he signed. Shkoyach. You need to know what ISK is. You need to know that you're doing a deal, that you're part of a partnership. We're going to get into that sugya. But I'm saying, it's beautiful to learn these halachas for anybody that's in business, anybody that's not in business. We should all know this stuff. So the Gemara says, listen to this. Hakam Ashman, this Suma, Why is it called Suma not Shuma? Check this out. Imkes the Tal Vezami, we just learned it, right? Yesterday, 2 days ago, depends where you live. Shmois Perichov Beis Pasachov Dal. Imkes the Tal Vezami said, Oni Imach Loisiela Kenoisha. You shouldn't place upon him interest, neshech, ribis. So it's called suma. The suma milsehi, by writing it in a document, by not taking interest, you're still over. Just by putting in a document, holding on to a document that says that I owe you interest or you owe me interest, we're both over. Because it says, it's not, it says in the Mishnah, these are the ones who receive a lav lekamon, daf ayin heomet beis, coming up in like 2 weeks. Hamalva loiva, who gets a loisa say, malva loiva orev veidim. The lender, the borrower, the guarantor, and the eidim talking about over here, we're not going to go into it. What kind of orev guarantor that he, you could go to him directly, it's like orev kablam, not to be confused. Just let's go weiter, veidim. Bishlam akulu avad maisa. So Gemara says, okay, I understand malva loiva orev, I understand they did something. What did the witnesses do? They just stood there and witnessed. The Suma Milsi, they didn't just do something. They signed the document, and the side of the document, that is taking interest. Even for the Eidim, Shmamino. Omer of Safra. So if Safra drops a bomb, just for 2 minutes here, we have to understand what he's saying. It's like a riddle. That's scriptural. Very
cryptic.
Cryptic. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. Kol she'ilu b'dineyem moitzim meloy v'lamalva. If by the non-Jew, in the court of the non-Jew, they take from the borrower and they give to the lender, if they're going to do that, if they're going to enforce a deal where they say, you borrower, you owe money, so b'dineinu, then that same case in the Jewish courts, then we will have to give back and take away from the borrower what he got, the interest, and give it back to the lender. At the end of the day, he could have maybe said, if it's ribis tzutza, if it's a ribis deraisa, you give it back to the lender. And if it's ribis avak ribis, if it's derabbanan, you don't. Maybe he could have said it like that. But he didn't. He said, if by the goyim, they enforce it, so by the Yidden, we take it out of the Malva. Again, if by the Goyim they take from the Loiva, from the borrower, and they give to the lender, so by the Jews, we're going to take from the lender and give it back to the borrower. Is this, Rav Yosef was Abaye's Rebbe, is this a general rule? There's no exceptions. So we should know what Sa B'Sa is, but just in case you just started now, but Metzio, we'll go over it again. Sa B'Sa means, here, we have the case, Shimon is the Malva, Reuven is the Loiva, Shimon gave Reuven a, I think I did it too fast. Oh, Shimon gave Reuven a certain measurement of wheat, and at that point, it was worth $20. So Reuven should not return to Shimon that measurement in wheat if the wheat has a market that keeps on moving. Like today. Today's market constantly moves. It could go up to 30, so therefore you're not allowed to return that thing. We'll see different halachas in it. But that's only a Siddur Rabbana to be the name of Tzim Alev and Malva. In that case, we're going to enforce this loan, we're going to grab it from the loiva and give it to the malva. We're going to grab it from the borrower and give it to the lender. Why not? He lent him a certain amount of wheat. The malva deserves it. Ubidinenu, but in Jewish law, emachzirim malva leloiva. This is not something that we enforce in Jewish courts. Why? Because it's not ribis ktsutza. Why is it not ribis ktsutza? Why is it? Because ribis ktsutza means I'm giving you back a certain amount. When I borrow this wheat, I'm giving you back a certain amount of money. Over here, I don't know. The markets go up, the markets go down. I don't know. It's only a vak ribis. It's only the rabbanon. Just want to point out, you can stick it in anywhere here, but it's interesting, we're talking about wheat, we're talking about flour. Right now in Eretz Yisrael, in a day from now, you could assume that the prices of flour go up a lot, wheat, flour, because a lot of people are grinding wheat and getting all this kemach that's after Pesach. The makbir, a lot of people are not soymach on heter mechira, and they wait until it could go on for weeks sometimes. They won't buy bread until everything goes into place. So they're baking their own bread. There's a lot of flowers flying around over there. Says Gemara, oh, so you're telling me a rule over here, Psovasa is not in the rule. I'm like, you know, Vataris, because of the other day, the way the non Jew views Psovasa, he views it as a deposit. That's why he takes it out of the courts, will take it from the Levi and give it to the Malva. But that's for a different reason, not because of an interest thing. I'm like, even another basket. What about Vare Mishkanto? If the borrower gives the lender. So Rashi says, for instance, he gives him a vineyard. He says, take my vineyard, use my vineyard, give me $1 million, use my vineyard. Now, if the Malva uses the grapes during that period of time, so he would have to reduce from the loan. He gave him $1 million loan. He got a vineyard in return as a collateral, and he uses the wine, he uses the grapes. So you look at how many grapes he used $100,000 worth of grapes. Okay, the loan went to $900,000. But what? Mashkanta beloy nachiyosa, if you did not deduct the usage, dividinei mitzim beloy v'lamalva. So in that case, where the loiva ate from his own fruit, the loiva gave the vineyard to the malva. The loiva sneaks in there, middle of the night, and takes a bunch of fruit. So the non-Jewish court will say, hey, Mr. Loiva, pay the Malva back. Why do you go in there? Yet, ubedineinu, so it should be according to Rav Safra, that when the Loiva has to pay the Malva, so the Malva is going to have to pay the Loiva in the Jewish court. Ubedineinu, imachzirin, the Malva to Loiva. But we don't go from the Malva to the Loiva. Why? Why don't we go from the Malva to the Loiva? Because this is only a vak ribis. This is not a ribis ketsutza. I don't know if this vineyard is going to produce fruit today. So when I give you the vineyard, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know how much you're going to take from it. Not going to take. So it's not really susa. It's only avagribus. So in avagribus, in the Rabbanon, the courts never take away from the malva and give to the leva. So here's a hole in your theory. The goyim, the way they view this, they view that the leva sold the vineyard to the Malva. That's how they view it. The Malva actually made a kinyan in it. So says Gemara, Elikol Shilu B'dinayim Omar Rav Safra, my Osla Hashem Inon. So then what exactly did he gain from this rule? She says, Kol Shilu B'dinayim Mitzim Meloive L'Malva B'dinayim Machzir M'Malva L'Loive. Umayni, what is it? Beribis Ksutza. When it comes to the rights to Ribis, Ukid Ribi Lozo. I want to tell you that Allah is like Ribi Lozo. Now what? Safra's trying to say a very simple thing, that in it, the rights to rivers. Again, what's the rights to rivers? When there's a form of a loan, and I know from day one, as I give you the loan, I know how much I'm going to make back. It's katzot, it's set. That is the rights. And Rabbi Loza says, I can go after the lender and take my interest back. Halavai me. I make millions go back to all the guys. Hey, you owe me all that interest. No, it was heteriska.
Why
no
didn't sell this up? Whenever the guy could get asked for, he gives him a field, and they switch for $1 million, and then he subtracts. Why isn't that sell this up?
So everything you can say, why isn't that sell this up? Any kind of item like that.
So it's only the Raisa?
No, sell this up is the Rabbana. Completely the Rabbana.
So why isn't that case sell this up? Why he subtracts?
Because it wasn't a loan. It was a master. It's a collateral. It's collateral. I'm permitted to use the collateral, but I must do nachiyasa. I must take off whatever, subtract from the collateral, from the loan, whatever I use from the collateral. It's not a loan. Says the Gemara, Kol Shilu B'dinayim. Now we're going to say two beautiful halachas here. Mamish beautiful stuff. Kol Shilu B'dinayim, Emotziyim B'dinayim, Emachzir. What if in their halacha, we don't take out, in their law, not a law, in their law, non-Jewish law, they don't do anything to the lender. So then we don't take from the, I'm sorry, in their law, when they don't take from the borrower, so in our law, in our halacha, we don't take from the lender. In other words, what does it mean? Ribis mukdemes, ribis mukheres, two beautiful halachas. I think we know a lot of it, but it's kedai to think about it. If you want to take a loan from another Jewish person, you want to, even an interest-free loan, let's say you want to go to a gemach and get a loan. So what do? You send the guy a beautiful shalach manas. A month before, you're going to go get a loan. Mamash asa, that's ribis. It's ribis mukdemes. It's ribis before the loan took place. You're smearing him up for 6 months. You know you need a gishmak loan here. You need $1 million interest-free. The guy has a gemach. You go. Shachmanes. You buy him an aliyah. You this, that. You do all the stuff you need to do. Oscar. Another example is a guy gave you a loan interest-free. You paid him back. And then you give him a shachmanes. Ribis mucheres. So that is what? Was that called? Avak ribis. Not the raisa, the rabbanon. That's something that the non-Jewish courts don't enforce, and we don't either enforce. Rabbi, now here we go. Ketz alok yichamenu chit medinar zov akur v'chein hashar. Oh, you have to do sponsors. Kinnovations. In honor of my uncle, Rabbi Chaim Pressman, and his chus for Kivis and Chabon Fego. Official mitzvah motivators in honor of leaving the sponsors for the inner Talmud learning course and brothers. The origins of my grandfather is a Chavir Moshe ben Yerachmiel of Asholim and a rabbi is Moshe ben Reb Shema Zatzel. So, just to remind the Olam, we did this, we'll do it again, Chazara. We're talking about Psiko Al Peres, a future contract. It happens all the time. I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about. There's different things. You could buy, in New York, you buy oil. I don't know if they still do that. I remember when I was, years ago, I guess... Probably don't do it anymore. Yeah, they probably do. They have these oil trucks that come to people's homes in Brooklyn, pump the oil, pay in advance maybe they don't. I don't know how it works. But certain things that you give somebody money in advance, there's certain subscriptions, for instance. Give somebody in the beginning of the year subscription for beautiful fruit or flowers. I know people, wealthy people, nice, not wealthy, whatever, it doesn't matter. You give the florist here's a $2,000, I want flowers for Shabbos, every single Shabbos. If you give them money in advance, no problem. Even if the flowers go up in price, no problem. I gave the money in advance, that person, they have the money, they do whatever they want, they give me flowers. Now, if you didn't give the money in advance, then there's a big problem. It's a problem of ribis. And there's two ways out of it. I might have said, I have charata now. I don't think you need both of these together. I think you need one or the other. There's a heter, yeshloi. If the guy can provide you flowers right now, all the flowers, and I don't know if flowers is a great example, but he could provide you all the grapes, all the wine, whatever it is, yeshloi. Oh, in our show, people buy tablecloths on a subscription. The plastic tablecloths that cover the tables on Shabbos, whatever. Some people use the disposable, and it comes in giant rolls, and they come every 3 months, they give you another roll, subscription, fine. There's one heter, it's called Yeshloi. If he has it, then he could just provide it to you right now, boom. So he takes your money, and he provides it to you throughout the year. So even if the price goes up, it doesn't matter. And the other one is called Yotza Hashar. If there's a market right now, that's very stable for at least, you know, a couple of days or so. Everybody knows this is the price, and I could purchase it if I want right now in any store. So even if I don't have that product, I could go to any store that sells tomatoes and buy you 1,000 pounds of tomatoes and give it to you right now. I could go to any store because the market is stable. There's no fluctuation in the price. That's the second heter. Yotza Hashar and Yeshloi. So, if you recall, we're talking about this case right over here, where a guy, this is the Rabbana, he borrowed a certain amount of wheat from somebody who was worth 25, and the price went up to 30. So then he says, okay, pay me back my wheat because I want to buy wine. He says, oh, you want wine? I have wine. I'll give you wine. Oh, but I don't have the wine right now. I have the wine later. So Mishnah says, since he doesn't have the wine, you're not allowed to do this. Says the Gemara, v'chi ein lo yayin mehavi. Who cares if he doesn't have the wine? Vatanya, all you need is yotza hashar. Why do I need wine? Why do I need yeshloi? So you have two things. You have yeshloi, he has the wine, and then it's not ribbis. And you have yotza hashar, it's available everywhere. So ask the Gemara, why do I need yeshloi? The guy himself has the wine. Why? Vatanya, ein poiskim ala peris hashi yotza hashar. You cannot do poisoning on Paris again means a forward contract on fruit until Yetzi Hashar. There's a stable market, Yotzi Hashar, but if there's a stable market, poisoning. You could buy it now for a forward contract. Even though the guy you're paying the money doesn't have it right now, but he could get it. If he wants to, he could get it right now. He goes down the block. Every store has it. Says Gemara Moridek, I'll tell you why. Because if you're giving that guy money, I'll say about that. If I give Shlomo Lazari money, and I say, give me wine throughout the year, if he could go to any liquor store and buy that wine, great. But I gave him money, and with that money, he can purchase it right now. He didn't feel like purchasing it right now, so that's not ribbis. He purchased it in a month from now. But if I didn't give him money, if I gave him my IOU, that's problematic. So what if he could go to the liquor store? But I didn't give him money. And who says he has money today to buy it? And now he's mischayev to give me today's price. And you know how the battles go. All of a sudden he comes a 16 and a 17, 2018. And boom, he's going to be in a big tsara when he goes to the P-up or whatever the name of the store is. And he tries to buy that bottle of wine. It's double the price. Now, if he could purchase it today, and I give him the cash to purchase today, so it's his fault that he didn't purchase it today. That's his problem. But if I didn't give him cash, so I can't assume that he has the cash to buy that. So then, Yotza Hashar, the heter of Yotza Hashar, flies out the window. Understood? You're saying yes because you want to go to Mincha or because it's understood?
You have to have money ready to go.
Ready to go. Cash, liquid. None of this real estate business, oh, I have cash that's tied up in buildings. You need cash right now. The borrower is not giving cash. He's doing a chayv. I owe you. Oh, that's not good for Yotza Hashar. That's as if there's no Yotza Hashar. I owe you 100. I come to you. So the guy that you come to me, I owe you money, so you come to me into my granary. That means I have grain. Yes, Lord. I have grain. Give me money because I want to buy grain. You know what? Forget the money. I'll give you product. Go figure out what the market is right now, and that's what I'll give you. And I'll give you, for the next 12 months, I'll give you wheat whenever you need. Awesome. Why?
It's not Mizuman.
The lavki isori. Isori is a coin. The lavki isori habali yodidami. It's not cash in the hand. So you see, in order for this trick of yotza hashar, that it's available right now, Yeshlo means I really have it. Yotza Hashar means it's available. In order to use Yotza Hashar, I need cash. I need to receive cash from you. Otherwise, Yotza Hashar doesn't work. So why in the world does the Mishnah say that he doesn't have wine? Even if he does have it, it doesn't work. Listen to this, this is beautiful. There's a concept of Rabbi Isaac called Haramas Ribbis. It's trickery. It looks like Ribbis, Mechzikir Ribbis. Let me show you. Okay, a new Muslim in Shas called Haramas Ribbis, Mechzikir Ribbis. It looks like Ribbis. Here it goes, very, very simple. The Malvin Aleva. Listen to this. Very, very simple. The Malva says, please lend me $1,000. Sorry, I don't have that kind of money, says the Malva. But I have a car. Here's the car. It's worth $1,200. Take my car. Okay. Is that mutter? Yes. So up until now, everything is great. Again, Loiva wants $1,000. Malva says, I won't give you cash. I don't have cash. Sorry. I have something worth cash. Here's a $1,200 car instead of your $1,000 car. Say it. Say it. Could Loiva sell the car right now? Yes. Could Loiva sell it for less money? Yes. Could Loiva sell it back to Malva? Yes. Why not? If the Loiva could sell it, if the guy that wanted to borrow money, if he could sell the car to anybody in the world, so he could also sell it back to the guy that gave it to him. The problem is that anybody that sees what's going on seems to them that there's trickery going on there. The Loiva wanted $1,000. The Malva says, I don't have $1,000. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a car that's worth $1,200. A second later, he goes and he gives the Loiva $1,000 cash. All of a sudden, he does have money. And he takes back his car. So what just happened there? The car is $1,200. So the Loiva owed him $1,200. And then a day later, the Loiva gets $1,000 in cash from the same person. So now it comes out that he owes him $200. You hear what happened? Very simple. The Loiva wants $1,000. Instead, he gets from the Malva, he gets a $1,200 car. He says, you owe me $1,200. Yeah, I'm giving it to you as a gift. You owe me $1,200. Not a gift. I'm selling you the car. You pay me when you have the money. You owe me $1,200. Now, 2 days later, hold on, Mark. I know you want to go to shul. 2 days later, he shut off my picture. 2 days later, he says, you have a car? Oh, it's a beautiful car. How much do you want? The guy says, I want $1,200. He says, how about you take $1,000? The guy is desperate for cash. He doesn't have a dime. He has to pay tuition. Fine, I'll take $1,000 from him. So the Malva gives him $1,000 and gets back his car. But really, the Loiva owes him now $200. He owes him $1,200 instead of $1,000. Could I please buy that car back for $1,000? Boom. So he just gave $200. Is that mutter? Yes, but it's also. Why? Asur mivnei haramas ribbis. It's a deception. It looks like ribbis. Oh, here's the case in the Gemara. Case that omar le'av any money. Please lend me 100. Omar le'av money any. I don't have 100. Chitim money yeshli. I'll give you wheat that's worth 100. Shenayis nolcha. Nothing like chitim b'mana. So he gave him chitim that's worth 100. Because we're looking at mana, b'ezim arava. Mana we said is 25. Then he goes back to him. He says, listen. I'll give you cash. Give me the wheat I just gave you for 24. I gave it to you at 25. So you owe me $25. Now I'm going to give you 24. So I gained the dollar. Mutter. It's mutter. Halacha. V'asr. But it's asr. Last is giving me arrows. Rabbanan said, it's asr because it looks like it. Says Gemara Chanami. Says Abayos. So that's what happened by us. Keep going. So he says a whole new pshat in the Mishnah. What you thought the pshat is that he first borrowed wheat and it was worth 25. And then the price of wheat went up to 30. Then he switched it to wine. No, that's not what happened. Says Abaye, never was at 25. It was always at 30. Omar le, shloishim dinarim eli. Sorry. Ochanam domar halveni shloishim dinarim. Please lend me 30. Omar le, shloishim dinarim eli. Chidim shloishim dinarim yashli. Pay attention to what's going on here. He set a price. The wheat is worth 30, not 25, like we said in the picture before. Let's go back to the picture. You see how in the beginning, kur chidim b'dinar zav. Dinar zav means 25. And then the price went up to 30. Abaye says no, and step one was already 30. It's just missing from the Mishnah. The whole first part is missing. This whole trick of Aramas Rimas is missing. And then that's where the Mishnah steps in. That's where it picks up from here. That he went, the Malva went back to the Levi and said, you know what? We made up that this wheat over here is 30. How about you sell it back to me for 25, like with the car? How about you sell it back to me for 1,000 instead of 1,200? E islay chamra the Leiva, the Yavali B'shleishim Dinar, if the Leiva has wine worth 30, Here the koshakam and he could pay me. Here, take 30 worth of wine. The less lamban, that wouldn't be a problem. He's allowed to pay up the wheat that he borrowed. It's like sub a sub, but in a different product, right? I borrowed 30 worth of wheat. Here's 30 worth of wine. Gevaldik. But in our Mishnah, what happened was, Vila, he doesn't have the wine. He doesn't have wine. He's certainly going to take cash. That looks like curious. That looks like curious. Only Rava Yachi. So Rava has a number of problems with the language. Yachi tenli chitai. The Malva says, give me my wheat. No, he doesn't want wheat. According to Abaya, he gave him wheat. What does the Malva want now? He wants cash. He wants dmei chita. Dmei chita me boyle. So okay, dmei chita. Shani moichon. The Malva says, this which I'm selling. Shemachartin lecham me boyle. I sold it to you already. I gave you the car. I sold you a car. I gave you the wheat. I sold it to you. Not that I'm going to. Okay, fine. It says Abaya. That's also not the end of the world. We'll just say, we'll amend it a little bit. It says, I sold you. We're almost done. 15 minutes. Three more lines over here. Another problem is, I want to make it 30 dinar. No, we said that step one was already worth 30. It didn't become 30 later on. Okay, that also I'll say. Yes, initially you said that this wheat is worth 30. Oh, you know what? Let me trade it into wine, but you know what? I don't have wine. Ask Rava of Abdina Zovakur Bechena Sharkatani. It says that it was worth 25. Zovakur Bechena Shar is worth. And you're just telling me that's 30, not 25. All right. So we'll stop over here. Rabboisai, have a gevaldik day. Have a wonderful day. Have a good moed, a good yontif, good vach, whenever you're watching this. If anybody's on Zoom right now, YouTube, I really, really appreciate it. It's tremendous chizuk. I know it's just a few minutes before Lichbenchen. And yishkoyach gadol ma'od to Mark Ashkenazi and his whole family for allowing Mark to do this. Yishkoyach gadol ma'od, a good yontif.